Hello, my name is Fred Hofstetter, and it is my honor to be a professor at the University of Delaware. My students have asked me to teach them how to make a podcast. I figured the best way to do that was to provide a little example that they could clone and modify to create their own podcasts. The method I have devised uses tools that cost nothing, and you can publish your podcast without divulging any personal information that you must provide, for example, when you register at various blog or podcast sites. My method has 5 steps. Step 1 is to record your show as an MP3 file. I recorded this show, for example, with Audacity, which is an open source audio editor that is freely downloadable from audacity.sourceforge.com. Step 2 is to define your ID3 tags, which enable MP3 players to display information about the file, such as its title, artist, album, track number, and date. You can even include an image for display in MP3 players with graphical display screens. Step 3 is to create the RSS feed that comprises the podcast. The RSS feed is an XML file that may seem a little intimidating at first, but once you get used to it, it is no more difficult than editing an HTML file. To get you started, I have created a simple example called simple.xml that you can study and then clone to create podcasts of your own. Later, when you want to learn more, you can study a more complex example called complete.xml, which includes the iTunes tags in addition to the RSS tags. Step 4 is to FTP your XML file to the web and validate it to make sure it contains no errors. You validate the file for free at feedvalidator.com. If any errors get reported, you fix them, FTP the corrected file, and run it through Feed Validator again. Step 5 is to advertise your feed. How to do this depends on your distribution strategy. In class tonight, I will provide the URLs of several podcast directories that you can ping in order to get them to pick up your feed. In sum, podcasting is both simple and empowering. I look forward to seeing you in class tonight.